Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great.
Those were the days.
Coast cleaner? Nobody in the kitchen there?
No, did you get it?
I got it. Okay. Here we are. Cleared and fixed here.
Oh, they're going to be so surprised. Did you push this all away from the steward?
No, I jumped in and drove it home.
It was too expensive for
You're
him.
You're telling me I laid out over $100 on this thing. Oh. That's a hell of a lot of money to spend on a kid you don't even know yet. But it's got all the latest features here. Where'll I show you? Starting here. There's a sun visor, see? For the sun. Okay. Over here. See, this whole thing, it collapses right... Oh, jeez, the thumb!
Get away from it. Let me show you.
Not a hood. It all goes over here when the sun is coming from that direction, see? Okay, down in there, you got a mattress that's waterproof because babies ain't. Over there, you got a pocket for the milk bottle when she's wheeling them through the park.
Oh, Gloria won't need that for a while. She's going to breastfeed.
In the park? With all the creeps staring at her dairies? Hey, look at this. That's a net against bugs.
Oh, yeah, because we want a baby buggy, not a buggy baby.
Ma, you there?
It's Gloria. We gotta hide the carriage.
Ma, the door's locked.
Yeah, I know. I'll be there.
Where?
Oh, the closet.
No, the morgue's ain't even got room in that closet. Come on.
No. She'll go in the kitchen.
Yeah, with the meat head with her, she sure will. Where? Come on, where? All right, the cellar. See, the kid isn't even here yet, and already he's giving me a nervous breakdown. The cellar door. That door.
Be careful here. They're coming.
Hi. What took you so long to unlock the door?
I was putting something away. How do you feel?
Like it's to say Goodyear right across here.
But you look beautiful. How's Mike?
Who wants to talk about him?
Oh, Gloria, come on in the kitchen and have a cup of coffee. Yeah, you sit right down there and tell me what's wrong.
I'm fat and ugly.
Oh, Gloria, you ain't ugly.
Yeah, but I'm fat.
Oh, that's just baby fat. Oh.
Ma. Michael was finally going to take me to see Gone with the Wind tonight, but now he's got to stay home and tutor Linda Galloway.
Oh, but she has her lessons on Mondays, and this is Friday.
Well, she suddenly decided that she needs two lessons a week.
Oh, my. Oh, I guess she's only half as smart as she thought she was.
She didn't have to be smart. She might have a C-minus brain, but she's got an A-plus body.
Oh, Gloria, you don't have to worry. You got an A-plus body, too. Remember?
Yeah, it's under here somewhere.
Hey, Gloria, where are you?
I'm in here, honey. Maybe Linda canceled her lesson.
Hi, Ma.
Oh, hi.
Mike, you look nice.
Thanks, Rock.
Mm, you smell good, too.
Thanks. Gotta run. I'll be home around 10, okay?
Where are you going?
I'm going over to Linda's place.
Why isn't she coming to our place like she always does?
Well, she called me. She says she doesn't like going out on the streets late at night. You understand. Honey, hey, tell you what. I'll take you out tomorrow night, okay? I love you. You're so fat.
Bye, Mike. I'm beginning to wonder if Linda is taking lessons or giving them.
What kind of lessons could she give him? Oh, Gloria, Mike loves you. All he's doing is earning a little extra money. Oh, excuse me, there's someone at the door. Help me!
Get me the hell out of here.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. You must have locked yourself.
You must imagine me with all kinds of help from you.
Well, what was you doing in the cellar?
I was refereeing a cockroach fight. What the Oh, never mind that. I see you here. All right, all right.
How you doing, little girl? What's the matter with you now?
Well, Mike had to go over to Linda Galloway's house.
Linda Galloway? Mm. Oh, yeah, the little blonde. What do you have to go over there?
To give her a lesson.
Lesson in what, I'd like to know.
Oh. Ho, 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 and whoop-de-doo. I smell something stinko in the city of Denmark.
What?
Listen, Gloria, hey, cheer up, little girl. Listen, don't worry about nothing like that. I mean, after all, the meathead has his faults, God knows. But one thing he is, he ain't a girl chaser.
There, you see, your father's right. Why don't you get ready for the movie? I'll go with you. I'd love to see Gone with the Wind again.
Oh, geez, I hate that picture.
I'll be ready in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, now, listen, little girl. Remember what I told you in here? Now, you don't have to worry about your husband, because as far as he's concerned, you're the only girl in the world for him.
Mike.
Yeah. Now, remember that, huh? That prevoid's messing around.
All Mike's doing is tutoring Linda.
Yeah, he sure is tooting her.
Oh. Well, you got no proof.
Oh, I know that, but I'm going to get proof tonight when you're away at the movie. I'm going to have him over here, and I'm going to pour wine into that guy, because wine hits him like a ton of bricks, and that will get the truth out of him. In vino veritas, as the ancient Jews was always saying.
Archie, no, I can't believe that Mike would do nothing wrong.
You don't understand nothing. Gloria's in her seventh month. That means for him, the playground is closed. And he's got to look for some other place to swing. Can't you grasp that notion?
You don't let me finish.
Terrific. Handsome, intelligent, and you've got a rhythm, too.
You're bucking for an A. That's the way to get it.
Well, come on in.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Now, we'll have a seat and be comfortable.
Thank you. It's a very nice place you got here.
Thank you.
Tonight we're going to concentrate on interpreting statistics. Oh, I love your artwork. It's a very nice Picasso, and the Chagall is beautiful.
Did you see this one? It's my favorite. It's a Lautrec.
Nice.
It just has lovely, lovely contour and just beautiful shape.
Yeah, it's not a bad shake there. What do you say we get to work, huh? We're both going in the same direction, and we're bumping.
Would you like to look at your jacket? Would you be more comfortable?
Yeah, that would be nice. Okay. Here, you can take the jacket. Thank you.
Wearing that sweater I like.
Oh, you like this?
Yeah, don't you remember I told you once after class?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I said that you really look nice.
You said macho.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Well, you do. You look very macho. And very nice.
Let's get down to work, huh? Okay, now tonight, like I said, we're going to be interpreting statistics and... Was I sitting over here before?
No, you were sitting over there, but if you want to sit over here, it's fine.
No, I'll sit over here. It's better. It's closer to the book. It's better to be closer to the book. Now, the important thing about statistics is that they are not as difficult as they seem. If you just take it one step at a time, you'll do fine. You smell very nice. Very nice. What kind of perfume are you wearing?
I'm not wearing any perfume.
It smells awfully good. Oh, it's me. It's my cologne. I thought it was you. Hey, but you smell probably good, too. All right, what was I saying?
You were talking about statistics.
Right. What was I saying about statistics?
Are you having trouble concentrating?
Huh?
Is there something on your mind?
What do you mean? What's on my mind?
Well, tonight, actually, for the past few weeks, you haven't been able to finish a sentence.
Well, the reason for that, that's because, what do you mean?
And you're acting terribly charming and making jokes. And you smell awfully good. And you seem to be coming on to me, like you're trying to turn me on. And if you are, I just want to let you know that it's all right.
You think that I'm trying to turn you on? Linda, is that what you think? That's ridiculous. Why would I want to turn... I'm a married man. I got a baby on the way. Why would you want to think that I would turn... did I? Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to, really. Believe me, Linda. Where are you going? Where are you going? Linda, I have a baby at home and a wife on the way. You know, the interesting thing about statistics is that very often, statistically, 3 out of every 5 people they worked. Oh my God!
Okay. Here I am. I'm opening the door for you now.
I got your note you left on our refrigerator door.
I figured you'd find it there. Come on in.
What do you want?
Well, you know, I thought to myself, well, the girls are out seeing Gone with the Wind, and they're going to be away, you know, for a little while. So I thought maybe you might be lonesome over there for some intelligent conversation.
With whom?
Can't you be nice?
Gosh, it's a long movie.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's a lot of college in it, and they talk slow.
So much for intelligent conversation.
Wait a minute. I didn't mean nothing by that. Come on. Take it easy, huh? Sit down over here. Take a load off your feet. Listen, you know, you're going to be a father in a couple of months here. So it suddenly hit me. I'm going to be a grandfather at the same time.
That's the way it works, Arch.
Yeah, life is funny, huh? Yeah. So I thought, what better time to have a little toast with you and me, right, Michael?
Wait a minute. Michael?
Yeah, that's your name, ain't it? Oh, I know what you think. Listen, the meathead days are over. Hey, here in the 4, I'm going to call you Michael.
And you know what you're going to call me?
What?
Daddy. Well, at least dad, huh? Yeah.
Okay. You want me to call you dad?
Yeah, well, you call your mother-in-law Ma, huh? That's all right. No,
hey, Arch. Dad, will you take it easy there?
Yeah.
Wine always hits me like a ton of bricks.
I never knew that. Now, our first toast is going to be to your son and my grandson, and may he only be a boy. Down the hatch. Long and a short and a tall.
Lord, I can't believe it, Dad. I don't feel a thing. We drank practically almost two bottles. I don't feel a thing.
Hey, I just made room for some more.
Good.
Now, come on. We're going to have it so. Get on your feet with this.
What are we toasting?
Get on your feet.
What are we toasting?
I want to make a toast to the greatest country on the face of the earth, Poland.
You really like Poland, huh, Dad?
If it wasn't for Poland, the world wouldn't have one of the things they got.
Which is what?
Polacks.
Say Polish people, Dad.
Polish people, Dad.
Thank you.
All right. Now, hold it. I'm going to now toast the President of the United States and the great man he is, Richard M. Ford. And his beautiful wife, I don't give a damn what she says, Lady Bird.
No, hey, wait a minute, Dad. Mrs. Ford isn't a Lady Bird. She's a Thunderbird.
Funny. No, that ain't right.
What?
No, you're up a load, you know that? Hey, you better sit down. Give me a hand.
Here you go.
Give me a hand.
All right.
Now, I want to make another toast to you, buddy.
To me?
Yes, sirree. To the finest son-in-law that ever married his way to a dinner table. We all love you, and we respect you, and we trust you.
Hey, Dad, can I tell you about something that happened tonight?
What time tonight?
When I was tutoring Linda.
Oh, Linda. Yeah. You really went for that little doll, didn't you?
Yeah, she's nice.
Yeah, I know. And you went over to the apartment tonight. The two of you, Linda and you, yous was intricate together. Come on now, you can tell your old dad.
Well, she was awfully attractive. And she did encourage me. You know, I didn't realize it, but I guess I was asking for it. But when the chips were down, I thought to myself, what am I, crazy? I mean, I got a wife that I love and a baby on the way. What am I going to do? Am I going to throw all that away? So before anything happened, I jumped up, and I got the hell out of there. Dad?
Look at that. Poor Daddy went seepy by.
Yeah. Well... Good night, Daddy.
Good night. Good night.
It's okay, Ma. I'll look for work tomorrow.
That stuff away from me, it binds me up for days.
Archie, why did you have to drink so much? You know wine does that to you.
Don't yell, please.
And what was you doing sleeping in the hall closet?
I thought I was an overcoat. Leave me alone, will you? I got a headache on this side. You want to give me another one over here? You should be thinking of how we're going to explain to our little girl that her husband was infidelicate with another woman.
I don't believe it. I think you were so drunk you didn't hear Mike right.
Oh, I told you what I heard. The last thing he said was that she encouraged him on, and he went for her. And then, for some reason, Eddie Fisher was singing "Oh My Papa."
When I got home last night from the movie, I found Michael in the shower singing.
Don't go, please.
Well, Michael always sings in the shower.
No, with his clothes on. And he was drunk.
Oh, I know that, Gloria. He was with your father. They got drunk together while we was at the movies. Didn't Mike tell you?
I wanted to talk to him this morning, but he ran out before breakfast, and I don't even know where he is.
She's that guy in heat making house calls on an internet.
Hey, Glory, I got a big surprise for you.
Oh, yeah, please.
I don't want a surprise, Michael. I want to talk to you.
Honey, what's the matter?
Michael, you say that you've been tutoring Linda Galloway, and I want to believe you. But you told me that she's paying you for those lessons, and I've never seen any of that money. We haven't made a bank deposit in weeks.
Honey. That's what I've been doing with the money. I'm saving it for the big surprise I'm about to show you. Hold on a second. I got it. Here it is. What do you think?
Oh,
isn't that nice? Beautiful.
Oh, honey, it's beautiful. It's the one we wanted to buy.
Yeah.
Look, Archie.
Why did you have to bring that up from the sun?
Oh, I love you. Oh, let's take it home and put it up in the baby's room now.
Okay.
Bye, baby.
What happened to you now?
The headache went into my eye.
Bye, Arch.
There goes the other eye. Oh, Jesus, in the collarbone.
Archie, what are we going to do with the carriage we bought?
I don't know. You better hope they have twins.
Maybe we could take it back to the store and exchange it for a bassinet.
Don't be ridiculous, Edith. The kid can't learn to play one of them things till he's 13.
Was recorded on tape before a live audience.